Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Dogs teasers coming up, National Football League week number 5, but I think this was an off-air conversation, so we might as well mention it on air. You are going to lay a monster number. You're going to lay a number north of 8 touchdowns this weekend in college football, and I can't argue against it. In fact, I'm probably going to jump aboard with you because when I saw the number on Sunday, the same thought went through my brain. Which game are you talking about?
It's not 8 touchdowns, is it? No. Not even 7.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I lost track. I mean,
maybe I...
Did you push a button?
Maybe I ladder it. Maybe I ult it. I think Oklahoma is going to destroy Kent State. Number 45.5 right now. So Hawkins is going to start, obviously. Mateer's out. Uh-huh. But there's a lot that Hawkins has to prove because he's the quarterback in waiting. Let's assume that Mateer comes back eventually. You hope it's for Texas. I think it's the week after, but we'll see. I think the hope there is that he finishes strong and then gets drafted. So Michael Hawkins then becomes the quarterback one next year. And when they brought in John Mateer, Hawkins stayed. He didn't leave. He stayed because he wants to be the quarterback of the future. And I think there's a lot that he has to prove and a lot that he wants to put on tape. Oklahoma also defensively is very, very good. We talked about Kent State a couple weeks back, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I wrote a story about how Kent State was one of the worst college football teams of all time. We laid 48. Some laid 48.5 late. Final score 62-14. That was with Texas Tech, a team that's not really known for defense. You know, I mean, it's just not. It's known for getting up and just lighting up the scoreboard. Oklahoma's got a defense led by Brent Venables. So they're going to shut the water off on Kent State. And when we first talked about this game Monday, you're like, wait a minute. The total's 53.5. The side is 45.5. They're basically saying Kent State's going to score maybe one touchdown. The issue is Oklahoma is not going to stop. Oklahoma's going to blow this team out. And if I think Oklahoma's better than Texas Tech, why wouldn't I lay 45.5 when I was so willing to lay 48 with a team that's not as good? Oh, because John Mateer is not playing? I'm not saying John Mateer isn't worth anything.
What is it if Mateer's out there? What is it if he's out there? What's the line?
48, 49? I mean, what's he worth in that system? Like, the system is so good and the opponent is so bad. I don't know how much he's worth. I mean, like, Lamar Jackson's worth 8 points, supposedly, in the NFL. So how much is Mateer to Hawkins? I don't know, like 4, maybe? 4.5?
Wasn't that long ago, Arch Manning was going to be the first quarterback drafted. Cade Klubnik shortly after him. Drew Aller right there, too, right? Things change quickly. Get a month of football and whoa, okay, everything's flipped. And what I'm doing is backing up your point that Mateer's probably gone. If he plays like he did early on, it continues into SEC play, he's going to be gone. He's going to be one of the highest drafted quarterbacks in the draft. So, Hawkins, he'll have his chance coming up very shortly. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, we do teasers and live dogs every week. So now, we're at a point with this Rams number where, okay, you've got divisional matchup. It's a touchdown. They bet the Rams again. It's a sevens painted across the board now. It's going to be a survivor play just based on the number. Like Indy's minus seven. What else is in that range? Arizona now 7.5, even though it was higher. Detroit 10.5. Buffalo 7.5. Are the Niners a live dog? Can we make that case?
You'd be happy to know. We do a thing after our shows, you and I. We alternate. It's called Beat the Books. Mm-hmm. And guess who decided to put Niners plus six in Beat the Books yesterday? This guy.
Oh, wow. So, that's why you reacted when I said they just bit the Rams.
Well, whatever. I didn't get CLV on that one. So
whatever. Yeah,
I exactly. Love giving those games out across the country. And it's like, oh, bet six on the Niners. Seven the next day.
Hey, I gave out the Broncos on Monday. No, I didn't. I took the Bengals.
It's fine.
It was great.
I saw the report yesterday, though, about, you know, the issues with San Francisco. David Lombardi had this. Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, and Juwan Jennings did not practice. That was yesterday. Mm-hmm. They have not been ruled out yet that I saw. But usually, as Ian Rappaport added to the report, on a short week, no practice is a bad sign. When you're not practicing on Tuesday and the game is Wednesday – or sorry, when the game is Thursday – not ideal. You have famously said, though, that Kyle Shanahan can't be trusted. I'm holding out hope that maybe they play. It's hard not to take seven in my book. But I have a feeling that the Rams are going to be very popular, not only Survivor, but ATS. People are going to lay the points with the Rams, no doubt.
Give me a live dog on this card that you like.
Hmm. Besides Raiders? The Titans?
Live, meaning wins the game. Titans blow up
you
Survivor
said Arizona.
Against Arizona.
You said Arizona's going to ruin Survivor.
They scare me. They scare me, man. I don't know about lining up with them, and I have not used them. Some people have already used them against New Orleans or Carolina. There's a reason I haven't. They scare me.
Live dog. Here you go.
Yeah.
Let's go Washington against the Chargers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's back?
I think he plays.
Okay. Then that's legit. McLaurin? Don't know. Not New England. Not going Jaguars, probably.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd love to go Jacksonville.
To win.
Man, it's when you go against Mahomes on either Sunday night or Monday night, you feel good about it, and then all of a sudden the game starts and you hear the music to the broadcast and you're like, well, I'm gonna lose. Like you just know. So I just don't remember last year we did this. I think it was with Atlanta. Atlanta was on Monday night or Sunday night at home against the Chiefs. We even got a good number. We took 5.5 or something like that, and the game got down to 3.5 or 3. And they go, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, we lost. Turn it off.
Yep.
You just know. You know. What's going to happen in prime time.
Why is Seattle favored by 3.5 against the Bucks?
Because mommy doesn't love daddy anymore.
Damn. Darnold over Baker,
I don't
huh?
know. I thought you would laugh at that. I've been saving Where's that the one room? All day. Well, Tampa's been very, very, what's the word? Pesky. I mean, the first three games, they were down to the wire in every single game. And I did think they were resilient in that game against Philly. I mean, a lesser team just crumbles and doesn't fight, mm-hmm. but they made it a game for sure. Philly took an early lead in that game. I saw no seconds of the game because I was tied up, as you know, figuratively, not literally. But, I mean, they've been in every game. So why would they suddenly not be in a game against a team quarterbacked by Sam Darnold?
It's a tough defense, but, yeah, they prove it again and again. The Eagles are a tough defense, too. And they were down, what, 26-3 in that game? It comes down to the very end. And the Eagles did nothing in the second half. That Bucs defense, strong rush defense. So, man, I kind of look at that one. That 3.5 jumps out. And here's one totally off the radar. I don't even think we've talked about this game all week. Are the 0-4 Jets live at home against the Cowboys? The 40-40 overtime tie. People are high on the Cowboys again. I don't know. Try to figure out what the hell that team is. A desperate Jets team on a short week at home.
You would think they're going to empty out every trick that Aaron Glenn and his coordinators have. I mean, desperation works in mysterious ways in this league. The problem mm-hmm. is if you're not a good team and you gamble, you run out of money. That's what happens. They bet the over in this game, ironically enough. And I think a lot of the talk has been about how bad or anemic the Jets offense is, but they're betting the over. And I think that's a lot to do with who they're tangoing with. The Cowboys are just a joke on defense. And, you know, it's fun to pile on Matt Eberflus because the guy stinks, but imagine taking anybody's best player away and saying, all right, figure it out. It's not a great situation for him, but I remember we ranked our coaching staffs in the summer, and I had Dallas near the very bottom with yep. Shoddy and Eberflus. I understand the move to the over. I'm not laying points with Dallas, especially after they just played that way on Sunday night. Oh, maybe Dallas is okay. And then they go to New York / Jersey and lose to the Jets. So the Jets would be definitely a short list team for me this week. Here's another one I thought about. And I know that you're waiting for the other shoe to drop on the Colts, right? Like maybe they have a bad game finally. If you told me that Geno Smith threw no interceptions, I'd like the Raiders, but I just don't know that that's possible because he just loves giving the ball to the other team.
And they put their left tackle, Colton Miller, on IR yesterday. So the line was bad to begin with, and now it's going to be worse. Geno's better on the road, but I know. I don't know that I'll have anything on that game. I'll give you a locked-in teaser leg, Buffalo.
Okay.
Find a partner, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can find a partner very easily. How about, the Jets fit the template. Yes. You go
plus
from
8.5.
You're a home team. You go from 2.5 through 3, 7, and 8. Jets plus 8.5 and Bills minus 1.5. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. Not a great week for teasers. I don't love a lot of options out there. Do I want to take the
what
Colts
about Tampa
minus one?
Up?
Nah.
What about Tampa up to 9.5? I know some guys can't tease the 9.5. Watch me.
Yeah, are the Seahawks going to blow them out? I don't think so. It's not a bad call. Not a bad call there. All right, let's talk some Major League Baseball coming up. Foul Territory's Kevin Pillar will be dropping by. Joe O, Sammy P. Talk about what happened yesterday, but more importantly, what's going to happen in today's four games. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.